A lot of Americans may be discouraged about the state of national politics these days, impeachment trials, partisanship, dysfunctional apps. Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's first chief of staff and Democratic mayor of Chicago for two terms, says mayors, they get the job done. His new book says they're the real engines of change in a democracy. He mentions mayors by name and even includes some Republicans. His book, The Nation City, Why Mayors Are Now Running the World. Mayor Emanuel joins us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
I actually want to begin by having you read a paragraph that captures the essence of cities, if you could.
Sure. While we were growing up, the city of Chicago was our playground. There were movie theaters, libraries, museums, a zoo, parks, and a mass transit system that made it possible to get to all of those places. There were people of all different backgrounds and races and religious beliefs who had one thing in common, a profound yearning to improve their lot in life. The city had its hazards too. There was poverty and crime. There were dark alleys that we avoided. My brothers and I were more than once taunted for being Jewish. The city shaped us. It held all the promise and all of the peril in the world.
That's a nice paragraph.
Thank you.
Is that why cities have to come up with solutions, because so many different kinds of people have to live together?
That's part of it.
And,
yes.
And cheek, I mean, by jowl, if you please.
Yeah, no, I mean, think about it this. In the city of Chicago, there's 145 languages spoken in our public schools. But while it's many different languages, many different faiths, many different races, backgrounds, incomes, the aspiration of a parent is no different. And so you have to, as a mayor, form that into kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, to create a singular melody and a singular chorus that moves the entire city forward. And there are good days and bad days at it. There are days that you make real gains and days that are incremental. And they carry in them all the promise of what a better tomorrow can be and all the peril of not getting there.
Let me ask you about one of the mayors whom you celebrate in the book and what he did about what I'll refer to as a truly vexing yet unsexy problem for many municipalities, and that's pension liability. Sylvester Turner of Houston had an idea for that you admire.
Well, I think at the end of the book, Scott, one of the things I try to talk about is there are kind of flashing yellow lights that if we don't manage these issues and deal with them, they're going to threat the promise and become more of a peril. Our pension liabilities are very big. He came up with a way of putting money into the system, of rewriting it so people got their pension, meaning police, fire, and other municipal employees, came up with additional revenue, additional contributions. It was a balanced approach that then stabilized the pensions, ensured people's retirement, and you had a more productive growth economy, which was not being held back by uncertainty. We were down there for the debate, and if I talked to police and fire, I was
Democratic presidential.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was asking police and fire down there, and I'm not so sure he gets as much thumbs up from them as I think he deserves for having at least putting himself out there to tackle an issue that he knew if he didn't tackle it was going to hold Houston back from a better future.
Well, as you know, there are people, I would include President Trump, that don't want to take any advice from a mayor of Chicago because of the city's appalling homicide rate.
Well, I just, you know, look, we have a challenge, and they're multifaceted. We have a major amount of guns coming into the city. Last year, Chicago's police took a record 10,000 guns off the street. But there's no shortage of access. We have a challenge in the criminal justice system. The good news is, or if there is good news, is we have plenty of examples of where we've made changes, but we have so much more work to do. But I don't think he withheld the burn grants that go directly to police departments for upgrades. But if you're going to criticize us for being a welcoming city, hold back a grant that helps and strengthen our police department, I don't think you're the person I want to turn to for advice on how to deal with public safety. Since you say one thing over here and are two-faced over here.
But that would open the door, Mr. Mayor, as you know, to the question, why did your city administration not release the video of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald being shot by a white police officer for a year?
Well, Scott, look, this is a horrible incident. It shouldn't have happened, should never have happened. And our city, like every other city, had a practice in place of waiting to an investigation to get the material out. And what it really showed and illustrated, if you step back, while that was the practice of lawyers, it was actually adding to distrust. And so when the court made a decision, we immediately then put it out. And then we also immediately, we changed that. And it does show you how broken the system was. And we made changes immediately to fix it.
You've got kind words in here for both Mayor Buttigieg of South Bend and Mayor Bloomberg of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Which one should be president?
That's for you guys to decide and me. We're public.
Which one do you want to be president? I phrased that badly.
Let me say it this way.
All right.
Everybody talks about policy, et cetera. The real skill set you're looking for is, do you have the capacity to learn? Do you have the capacity to fall down, pick yourself up, and understand how to learn from that, how to dust yourself off and move forward? One, you look at their record, but you also look at their times that not only they succeeded, but the times that they have failed and what they learned from that. What did they do with that failure and how did it influence the next decision? And that judgment, that self-awareness and reflection is what's important.
Former Mayor Rahm Emanuel, his book, The Nation City, Why Mayors Are Now Running the World. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.